WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
You're texting on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to me?
I had to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
He's like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Bosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. There's our island theme song.
Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oompa Loompa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vow over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, my God. They're becoming really, really
sweet. You're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
We're here. We're live. It's a Saturday night. You know what I mean? It's CB Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can go to CBRadioLive.com, greaterthangreatdebate.com, and twitch.tv/WTLiveChat. We have Amazon Prime link to a Twitch channel called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use carry code Rocketstock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag Epic Corner. I'm the producer. That's the intern.
Heyo!
And the X-Core Soldier Subway. How's everybody? How is everybody tonight?
What year is it?
2024.
24, okay, because I thought we were back like 2000 at the Attitude Era, you know, with AEW, you know, bosses being attacked and stuff and selling. Can I talk about how shitty that fucking sell was of him getting punched?
If it was the best sell of all time.
Dude, okay, so you get punched in the gut, right? Then why did you lay out like you got knocked out cold for like 10, 15 seconds and then start?
It was only 5 seconds, but it was enough of a delay.
So hard that you fell out, it knocked you out for 5 seconds? Fuck that, dude. All right, no, the only reason I'm complaining about this, okay, is I know he's not a wrestler, but dude, you've been doing this since 2019. Like, and you've been watching it apparently all your life.
Yeah, Sub, I want to stress one very important thing here. Do you think Tony Khan has ever been punched before in his life? Ever?
Yes.
I don't. I think this is like the first time he's ever kind of felt physical.
But it doesn't matter, Brent, dude. Oh my God, dude, you've never stepped foot in a ring in your life. If WWE called you right now and put you in the middle of that ring, and they gave you a boot to the gut, would you fall flat and knock like you got knocked out? No!
I understand, but what I'm saying is, it's very much different for him. Like, yes, we've all seen it. We all kind of know how a sell is. But the thing is,
guy has all this money, and he's not that bright. Dude, come on. That's like common sense. There's no excuse. Like, and the fact that, and then, like, I saw the whole, when I watched the clip, you know, and he punched him, and the way they were, like, kind of not, like, helping right away, I'm like, dude, they're going to beat him up, too. And I was, oh, there we go. And then he's all turning his neck with his neck brace on, but he's looking to the right. Dude, you're supposed to be selling your neck. Stop moving your neck. That fucking place, it's a joke, dude. It is just, at this point, the whole company is just like, it's going to be, it's going to go down in history's professional wrestling, like a joke.
Sub, you don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get it at all. It's the start of their NWO angle. WWE
brainwashed.
It's Eric Bischoff. He's playing Eric Bischoff now. He's going to join the Elite. Come on now.
Right, pretty much. Yeah, like, he is reliving everything he watched as a kid. Like, I'm going to do my own version now of everything.
Either, well, Rock, it's either going to be that or it's going to be corporate ministry and it was me, Kenny. It was me all along. Either way.
Also, Masab, he suffered multiple head and neck injuries. He can no longer travel.
Across the street to the other building.
No, he's there. He can't. No, he can't fly. He can't fly next week. He was there tonight. He can't fly anymore.
Is he gonna come out in a wheelchair?
No, he's in a neck. He's in a neck brace. Have you not seen it?
Oh yeah, I saw him like totally twisting his neck, looking at the guy to the left.
Yeah,
he's wearing his soft collar. It's fine
for a man with multiple neck injuries and head and neck injuries.
Next, it'll be a cone of shame. But Rock, does that mean he's going to have to call in, you know, his entire script and everything, like, I don't know, someone else used to have to do?
Yeah, he's gonna control the show remotely. That's what they said on TV. So when there's a problem, he'll do it remotely.
So I asked Rock this very important question. So Wednesday night, they're going to come out and announce that the Elite have all been fired.
No, they're not.
But wait, apparently, when Tony Khan feared for his life, they fired that guy, but they're not going to actually take physical aggression on screen as, you know, a fireable act?
No.
They've set precedent.
Yeah, that was real life. This is not real life, Brent. This is...
But they're carrying it out from the real life angle, so...
But everything that happens in the AEW universe does not matter. It is all... You're okay. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
You would have thought that they would have said...
You got standings to keep, you know, record of who should... Oh, wait, never mind. We don't use them. Right, that's right.
I mean, they do when they... anyway.
Right.
I mentioned this on CBR Not So Live. Check it out. If they want to do rankings correctly, each belt needs its own ranking.
And not put probably your hottest act in a whatever the fuck match that what gauntlet, I guess, kind of, but not really, match for a third tier title? Okay.
Has Mercedes even wrestled yet?
Her first match is going to be Double or Nothing.
Yeah, because she's still not cleared to wrestle. She's not cleared. That's illegitimate. Like, she's not cleared.
And they're hoping it's going to be by that point.
Yeah.
Would suck if she wasn't ready.
It would suck if she wasn't ready, but... by all accounts, she will be.
I know.
Be ready to go by that date. So yeah, that happened this week. Go wrestling.
My favorite was that NFL article that everyone was talking about. They're like, "Oh my god, kayfabe is alive in it." Did you actually read the article?
I did.
I love how, like, for the first two paragraphs, they're talking about Tony Khan got beat up by his people and everything. The next three were all about, like, this is a scripted angle by AEW, the company that Tony runs. And it's just like, I think everyone just saw the article and went, oh god, look, Tony's keeping kayfabe alive, and didn't actually read it. Because if they did, it's like, no, they're pulling that curtain back pretty good.
Yeah, you read headlines, read articles. That should be a thing. Speaking of reading articles, we got an article to read to you before we get to the intern's corner. Cool. A Pennsylvania priest is facing criminal charges after police said he stole thousands of dollars of church funds. And used them for app store transactions. Like virtual slot machines, Mario Kart, Candy Crush. Mario Kart, Candy Crush, and Pokemon Go.
Oh, I thought he was going to get busted for OnlyFans.
No. This is just App Store stuff. A criminal complaint and affidavit of probable cause alleged Lawrence Kozak, a former pastor at the St. Thomas More Parish in Pottstown, spent over $214,000 on his Apple ID, and just under $44,000 of that was charged to a credit card associated with the parish. The affidavit was written in the Pennsylvania State Police Detective, alleges there were over 2,000 transactions marked as gaming in a document running from September 2019 to June 2022. The slot machine apps in the complaint, like Cash Frenzy, Willy Wonka Vegas Cash Casino Slots, Wizard of Oz Slot Machine Game, do not award real money for wins in the game, but they do allow you to spend real-world money to play. In an interview with the investigating detective, Kozak reportedly describes spending money on the slot apps as not gambling, but rather as powering up. A review of his Amazon account also found Parrish used the card for gifts for his goddaughter, like an Amazon Fire tablet and chemistry set. Kozak paid over $10,000 toward the Parrish credit card balance from an account not associated with church. The priest was approached with erroneous spending on the Parrish accounts before. At one point, the Parrish's business manager brought up the case back in 2018. The one dude resigned after he was accused and later pled guilty to stealing thousands of dollars in parish funds to pad his salary, fund a beach house at the Jersey Shore, and spend money to men. I guess that's supposed to be on. The business manager told investigators, said Kozak, "I don't want to see your name in the newspaper." He was charged with theft by unlawful taking, failing to make required disposition of funds, accessing a device he was unauthorized to. The document also says Kozak sent a letter and check for $8,000 to another person, the new priest, after Kozak was removed from the church. "I'm so sorry that I made this mistake, which has been a source of stress for you. I've been paying the credit card since April when this all started." You were doing it for 4 years. So how sorry are you?
Not really that sorry. I mean, okay, let's break it down. Yeah, the guy stole some money. I mean, he ain't done nothing horrible. I mean, he did get her a chemistry set and a tablet. That's for, like, education. I bet this guy got fired and lost his job and probably went to jail, didn't he?
Whatever the article said, I don't think he lost. He probably lost his job, yeah.
But I mean, yeah, but they just shift the pedophile to another, you know, state. It's amazing, isn't it?
They didn't say he was a pedophile.
You know, a little bit of a gaming problem, and you know, I mean, like, it wasn't horrible, and he was at least trying to, you know, he realized he had a problem, and he started trying to pay it back.
I'm gonna just be for record, not a pedophile, so we're just gonna make that as a clear statement. None of that was said.
Yeah.
But
you know, just, I mean,
just put I'm just making it, just making that clear. Anyway, intern's corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, I mean, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the intern's corner.
What do we got?
All right, so this week in wrestling history, April 21st, 2008, we saw the end of the King of the Ring tournament featuring CM Punk losing in the finals to, do you remember who, Rock?
What year was this? Yeah, it must have been
2008.
Sheamus, probably.
Yeah.
King William Regal.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
That's when we got King Regal. So that was 16 years ago? April 22nd, 2000, at ECW CyberSlam, Tommy Dreamer wins the ECW Championship from Taz. This was after, you know, the whole issue with Mike Awesome and having to get the belt off of him when he worked with WCW. But then immediately lost it in a challenge to Justin Credible when Francine turned her back on him. Dreamer had always said prior to this event that he had never wanted to be the ECW champion. And he was ever so
briefly. That's why he never beat Raven for years.
Well, he always thought the babyface role, you shouldn't be the... It's always the chase, it's never winning. That's the big thing.
Right. Once you win, like, you've used, like, now what's the chase? You know, what's the point now?
What happens when you finish that story?
Oh.
But a new story starts.
And then one of Jobber's, I think, most favorite events of all time. April 25th, 2000. So 24 years ago earlier this week.
It's 24 years old? Fuck. God, fuck. Okay.
In a surprise move, David Arquette wins the WCW World Championship at a Thunder taping. Rock, Marquette winning the title has officially graduated college. Does that make you feel a little old?
Yes.
Yeah. April 27th, 1999, the first ever SmackDown was taped, and we got the formation of the corporate ministry at the event. And then finally, also April 27th, but 2018, so 6 years ago, the greatest Royal Rumble was held in Saudi Arabia, the 50-man Rumble that was won by Braun Strowman, and featured the meme clip of Titus O'Neil sliding under the ring.
Titus Worldwide?
That was infamous.
Dude, that almost was just nasty. If he had been an inch or two off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. If the wrong thing was in the way when he slipped under there, oh my god, dude.
Well, he just would have hit moving. The fucking rigging.
But I mean, look how much of him went under the ring. Like, he's lucky he didn't bash, like, a chair or, like, a table or, you know, what if there was shit sitting in there, under there for something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that was,
But it went viral, and still to this day.
Well, all
right.
Sadly, it's probably what he's known most for. He's kind of like the Shockmaster.
All right, next up, celebrity birthdays. So, first up, this person has been in The Watchmen. He's been in Supernatural. He was part of The Walking Dead. Dean Morgan.
I was going to say, yeah, it's got to be Dean Morgan.
Who?
Have you watched any of those?
With the word who?
Negan from Walking Dead. Maybe you've seen like commercials or something about him. He was in a couple other things. He's done stuff before that.
Rock, have you seen Grey's Anatomy?
I've heard a lot about the show, but I've never seen it. I have a friend who tells me a lot about it. I've never seen it.
63.
You said 63?
Yeah.
57. Rob, what do you think?
59.
Very close, 58.
Yeah.
All right, next up. We have an actor who's been in things such as The Departed. He was in Batman. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He's also, and Rock would know this, a very notable Lakers fan, Jack Nicholson.
He said Batman.
The original Batman, yes.
Yeah, I know.
The Joker.
I know.
He was in that scary movie.
Anger Management.
Yeah, him. Shining. Matt says 89. 87 then?
What did you say?
88.
I said 87. Chat said 89.
I'm going to go 90.
87. All right, next up. She's been in Drive Hard. She was in Zombieland. She was in Aquaman. The first one, notably. The second one, not so much, because she also is known for, I guess, leaving a surprise on beds and beating up her former ex-husband and all being brought on trial. It's Amber Heard.
Pineapple Express.
She had a sinus problem during a trial, I heard.
Chat says 52... I don't think she's that old. 39?
Okay.
I was going to say 42.
Okay.
41.
38. All right, next up, he was in House, so this is already in Rock's wheelhouse.
Whose house?
Greg House. but he's also probably most notable for being Kumar... of Harold and Kumar. He was also in the Van Wilder series. It is Cal Penn.
Kumar or Harold?
What?
Kumar? Are you talking about Kumar or Harold? Kumar, okay.
Yeah, Kumar.
46.
Okay.
45.
48.
47. Next up, he's most notable for having a pretty famous comedy news show on Sunday nights on HBO. He's a former Daily Show correspondent. He's also done some voice acting work, like on the most recent Lion King live action film as Zazu. It is John Oliver.
50.
55.
He also is 47. Him and Cal Penn are born the exact same day.
Huh.
All right, next up, he was in Free Guy. You've seen that, right, Rock?
Yes.
Okay. He's also from Stranger Things.
That doesn't help me.
Well, you know him from... No, it was Keys from Free Guy. Joe Keery.
Jesus, that doesn't help me at all. I've seen Free Guy, but...
He's the coding guy. He's the one that was partners with Jodie Comer's character. Keys, he's the one that... Glasses.
Okay.
The two guys that were at the beginning... When he was like, when they caught him breaking and they were trying to run him down or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he's the cop with the mustache, not the bunny cop.
Okay, I think I remember him. 40?
That says 43, 40, 34.
39.
32. Next up, he's a prolific actor. He's been in things such as Heat, The Godfather, Devil's Advocate, Scent of a Woman. It's Al Pacino.
You been in anything good?
Scarface.
Matt says 81. 84?
I'll go 86.
Rob, did you guess?
82?
84. Two more.
I was going to go 84.
He's been in the 21 and 22 Jump Street movies. He was also in the First Step Up movie, but possibly a lot of people know him from the Magic Mike series, and he's going to be apparently in the upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine film in a role that he had long been trying to play. It's Channing Tatum.
Did he get the okay?
Apparently he's going to play the role that he was supposed to play a long time ago.
Oh, my God. No, it isn't nice, dude.
We'll see how
he wants to play.
I mean, do you really think Jean-Claude could do it at this point?
Who the fuck said Jean-Claude Van Damme? Like, I always thought he could do it
back in the 90s.
Yeah, maybe when he was young, but not now.
Yeah, I mean, no. So, I guess I could see him going as a Gambit.
45.
Oh, God. 46.
43.
Oh, so close. 44. And finally, she has been in movies and TV shows such as The Queen's Gambit. She was in The Menu. She was also in Split and Glass. She was the witch, and she's going to star as Furiosa in the next Mad Max movie. Anya Taylor-Joy.
Who?
Yeah, you're gonna have to give me more than that.
I named like five things she was in, for God's sakes.
Yeah, something else.
Who? Even Matt doesn't know.
If you saw her, you would recognize
Maria
her.
Sharapova?
No. Never mind. We're just going to move on then.
How old is
she? I said 25.
He said 25. All right. I'll go for that. 29.
I'll go 31.
Very close. 28.
What was her name again?
Anya Taylor-Joy. A-N-Y-A. Anya Taylor-Joy.
I got it.
Joy to the world.
Anyway, next.
All right, we have our movie of the week this week. This was a movie that was released this week in 2004. I know it's probably not everyone's cup of tea, but screw it. We're going to cover it anyway.
Also, no idea who that is.
All right.
I looked her up. I have no idea. Hey, 2004 movie, go.
13 Going on 30 was released this week in 2004.
Okay. Hit me.
So, what?
Hit me with it. Let's go.
All right. So, some trivia for the movie. Mark Ruffalo's first scene in the movie was the Thriller dance sequence, probably one of the most infamous of this series. He was terrified of doing the scene, but Jennifer Gardner's enthusiasm was, quote, very infectious. Andy Serkis had to rehearse the scene separately from everyone else because he was currently in London at the time. Ruffalo actually almost quit the role of Matt on account of having to do the Thriller dance scene. Fortunately, he surrendered and remained in the film. Jennifer Gardner was very happy with the studio's choice of Krista Allen, who played the role of young Jenna. She felt that Allen really embodied her at that age, and later got producers of the movie Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, which she was also in, to cast Allen in a very similar role.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Gardner, Mark Ruffalo, and Judy Greer were the studio's first choices to play Jenna Rink, Matt, and Lucy Wyman. Gwyneth Paltrow, Hilary Swank, and Renee Zellweger had all been considered for the lead role, but Gardner was the first choice. Jennifer Gardner and Mark Ruffalo, who play love interests in this movie, would later reunite in The Adam Project from 2022, where they play Ryan Reynolds' parents. The slumber party scene was forced upon director Gary Winnick at the producer's insistence over his strenuous objections. He felt that the cutaway from Jenna and Matt's romance, which was the real crux of the film, but watching it on Blu-ray in the director's commentary, he then felt that it was one of the best scenes of the movie. If the cast wasn't sure if things were funny enough, they would tend to go and ask Judy Greer because they all felt that she was the funniest person on the set.
Mm-hmm.
Producers realized how funny Jennifer Gardner was during her acceptance speech for winning an award at the 59th Annual Golden Globe Awards 2002 for her role as Sydney Barstow in Alias. They made it a point of casting her in the role of Jenna Rink. This was her first major movie role, especially as the lead. And then finally, Brie Larson makes an appearance in this movie as one of the, quote, six chicks in the scene at the school and at Jenna's birthday party. She also had a line in the first scene of the film. However, later in the film, a yearbook photo shows that she is no longer part of the group, replaced by Jennifer Gardner's character as a teen. That's the corner.
Not bad. Not bad at all. All right, with that, we'd head into our greater than great debate.
It's time for the greater than great debate.
Up tonight in our greater than great debate.
You know what else it was, Brent? Magic. She was Lillian Rasputin in New Mutants.
Yep.
Yeah, she's done a couple good things.
Okay. Up tonight in our greater than great debate, snack foods. Should be fun.
Ding dongs, Twinkies.
Yeah, as stuff like that.
As a fluffy kid, my time has come.
All right, let's go.
All right. Here we go. Fat kid debate. So, round number one of snack foods. First matchup, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups take on Fritos.
Damn, dude. Fritos, man.
Fritos and what?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Especially if they're chilled. Oh, chef's kiss.
Well, was it now? Are we talking about the original or the white chocolate? White chocolate are good, even better.
I mean, they're technically name of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, so they would count.
I'm going Fritos, though. Fritos are fucking awesome.
I'm going Peanut Butter Cups.
Which moves on. Next.
All right, next up, Jolly Ranchers take on Sugar Cookies.
Sugar Cookies.
Jolly Ranchers.
I love me a Sugar Cookie.
At one point, I would say Jolly Ranchers, but not my age. I don't think my teeth could take them, so I'll go Sugar Cookies.
You gotta work them down a little bit. You gotta let them get a little bit more brittle, and then you can crunch into them. But
I can't do that anymore.
I got false teeth. They just stick together.
Now, I'm voting for Jolly Ranchers for one very specific purpose. When you were younger, you remember the sticks that they used to have?
The cone-shaped sticks?
No. They were just like the little... they were like three inches long, but they were just like, were like really flat, thin. Those were the bomb.
Yeah, like beef jerky sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember them.
Jolly Rancher moved on next.
Skittles, Whoppers.
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 Because they brought the line back, Skittles.
Rob.
Not Whoppers.
Skittles move on next.
I don't like this debate already.
Jerky Brownie Bites.
Jerky. Go ahead. Everybody be fat. Pick Brownie Bites.
Brownie Bites.
I'll give some love to Jerky.
Brownie Bites.
Jerky moves on next.
I don't want your sympathy now. A jerky. God damn it.
Peanuts, Doritos.
Peanuts.
I don't eat Doritos, so peanuts.
Cool Ranch only.
Nacho cheese, Doritos.
And peanuts move on. Next.
The fuck out of here, Doritos.
Chocolate chip cookies, corn nuts.
Cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies. Fuck corn nuts. That ain't even a fat person snack. That's like a drunk snack.
They're basically the same as Fritos.
Yeah, fuck Fritos. No.
Wait, what? Hang on. You're the only one to vote Fritos.
No, I like Fritos, but no, they're not the same as Fritos.
They basically are the same. It's same content.
No.
Just gonna move cookies along. Next.
Bubblegum cheese balls. I wouldn't consider gum a snack food, so cheese balls.
Bubblegum cheese balls.
Oh, there we go. Here's Rob's vote.
Well, cheese balls, yeah.
Cheese balls. Move on. Next.
Funyuns, Junior Mints.
Ugh, I don't like either one. Junior Mints.
Mints.
I don't like minty stuff.
Funyuns.
I am not
surprised at Rob choosing Funyuns.
Move Funyuns along.
He just looked like a Funyun guy.
Brent, you went with... Oh, wait. What'd you go with, Brent?
I went with Junior Mints.
Oh, then Junior Mints. Move on. Next.
All right, round number two. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly.
Cups.
Oh, cups. I need those.
Cups. Move on. Next.
Skittles.
That's where you don't need to go shoot.
Dancing.
Don't need to dance right now.
Oh, jerky.
Skittles.
I want Skittles.
We don't have Skittles.
It's going to be a long night.
Yeah, it's going to be a long night for Rob here. Peanuts, chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Cookies. Rob, do you have cookies at the house?
I want chocolate chip cookies.
Next.
Cheese balls, Junior Mints.
Balls. She's so loud with those heels on. Cheese balls.
Cheese balls.
Next.
Peanut butter cups, Skittles.
Peanut butter cups. I just see Rob's house like Grand Central Station. Everybody's all up and about, running around.
Skittles.
Rob.
Rob's house is like Vegas.
Oh, man. Tickets checked at the door. What do we have?
It is peanut butter cups and Skittles.
Oh, peanut butter cups.
Move
right on
next.
The money about them getting it just slightly bit cool.
Chocolate chip cookies, cheese balls.
Cookies.
Cookies.
What we got?
Chocolate chip cookies, cheese balls.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Move on next.
How much Velcro do you think the wall would need? To support about, 45 pounds or so.
Not much. No, a little bit. You should be all right.
Good bit.
It depends. Are they all hopped up on Pexi sticks or not?
It's something. I don't know what it is.
All right. Peanut butter cups, chocolate chip cookies.
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 Brent?
I'll go cups.
Cookies. Move on. Next.
All right. Back into round number ones. Donut holes, Rice Krispie treats.
Donut holes.
Oh, fuck. Rice Krispie treats.
Donut holes.
Donut holes.
Move on. Next.
Pretzels, Chex Mix.
Pretzels.
Pretzels.
Technically, aren't there some pretzels in Chex Mix?
Chex Mix.
There are, but who wants the rest of the stuff in it?
I know. I was just, I'll go regular pretzels, especially like the pretzel sticks. Those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Or like soft pretzels. Those are also awesome. Newtons, whether or not they're fig is to be determined.
They are fig Newtons, yes.
Okay. Taking on Nerds.
Fig Newton.
Nerd.
Ooh, the combination of like strawberry and grape Nerds. Hell yeah.
Fucking love Nerds, dude.
Nerds, move on. Next.
And if Lindsay was on, she would fight for the gummy Nerds. Sunflower seeds, white cheddar popcorn.
Sunflower
white
seeds.
Cheddar popcorn.
Seeds.
That's a no-bro. Oh, my God.
Plain old sunflower seeds.
Fucking doing debate with you guys.
It's called seeds mean baseball, and that's baseball season, and seeds move on.
White cheddar popcorn is any season. You can eat it with baseball, football, basketball, whatever sport you want to eat it with.
All right, here you go, sub. Oreos and Twinkies.
Oreos. I like Ding Dongs better than I like Oreo or Twinkies, to be honest with you.
Brent?
I'm going to vote the one thing to survive a zombie apocalypse / the nuclear winter, Twinkies.
Rob?
What are the choices?
Twinkies.
Quadruple stuff, fucking Oreos. Oh, my God.
And Oreos.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Quadruple stuffed Oreos, Rob.
They're so bad for my teeth. I'll go Oreos.
Rob, there's nothing in this snack food debate that's going to be good for your teeth. I'm just saying.
I was going to say, this is all bad, dude. It's like...
Next.
Next up, we have sweet and savory. We've got Ritz crackers taking on gummy bears.
Crackers.
Gummy bears.
Haribo, not sugar-free gummy bears.
I prefer gummy worms myself.
Rob?
Down with those sugar-free gummy anything, because...
Oh, that is those are the best reviews on Amazon I've ever read in my entire life. Oh, next. My God, I love those. Teddy Graham's Bugles.
Now, here's an interesting thing. Bugles are very interesting. You know what Bugles are really good with? Fucking chili. What was the first thing again?
First thing was Teddy Graham's.
Teddy Graham. Hey, I'm going to be having a tug of war with this question. I think I'll go Bugles, because I did like the ability to put them on my fingers and eat them.
Cones, man. They were good for dipping. I didn't know that.
Next.
Goldfish, Swedish fish.
Fucking awesome. Swedish fish and what?
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Well, they're kind of the same thing. Swedish fish.
No. How are they the same? They're not the sweet.
One's a cracker and one's a gummy.
They're definitely not.
Oh, no. I was thinking about the gummy. I was thinking about the Swedish fish, and then it was another. Sorry, my bad.
One of those things in a margarita, and you can't the other.
I'm going goldfish.
Rob?
I love the fishes that are so delicious.
Damn, you make me want to get some fudge now.
How does that correlate?
All the sweets, because whenever I got the Swedish fish at the pier, I would get fudge, too. And I would get the little fruit slices. There was like three or four things I would always get at the same place. And the Swedish fish reminded me of them. You get old, that starts happening a lot more, Rock, just so you know.
But the correlate, okay, never mind, next.
The correlation was the Swedish fish reminded me of what I used to get at this one place, like multiple places that had like all the different candies.
You mean at the candy store?
Yeah, the candy place I'd go to, right? You know, they'd sell fudge and
a candy store. Got it.
Candy store. Yeah.
All
right. Round number two's donut holes, pretzels.
Pretzels.
Because donut holes should not have won.
Donut holes.
Donut holes.
It moves on next.
Dude, Munchkins rock, okay? Plain and simple.
Yeah, but what they were up against, way better.
Nerds, sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds.
I know it's going to win, but I'm giving my vote to the nerd.
Rob?
Fucking states filled with nerds.
What we got?
Nerds and sunflower seeds.
Seeds.
Nerds.
Sunflower seeds, move on. Next.
Oh, now you want to go nerds.
Oreos, gummy bears.
Oreos. Like them quadruple stuff. God, fat boys dream.
Gummy bears.
You didn't even have to take the cookie off. You could just straight up eat them. They were so thick with cream.
I will give my vote to Oreos, but only the golden Oreos.
Rob.
Oh, the Oreos. Cookies?
Next.
The vanilla cookied ones?
Yeah, the gold ones, not the regulars. Bugles, goldfish.
Goldfish.
Bugles.
Goldfish.
Rob.
All right, what?
Goldfish or Bugles?
I guess Bugles.
Bugles, move on. Next.
Donut holes, sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds.
Donut holes.
Holes of donuts.
I know there's one you can eat at baseball games and one you can't, but I still go donut holes.
Donut holes, move on. Next.
Eat whatever you want. Whatever you want. I mean, it's the same.
Oreos, Bugles.
Oreos.
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 Move on. Next.
Donut holes and Oreos.
Donut holes.
Oreos.
Oreos.
Rob.
Donut holes.
Move on. Next.
All right, we are halfway through. Gushers. Hostess pies.
Ooh, Hostess pies. I like me some Hostess pies. Cherry, apple.
Ding dongs. That's what I went for.
Oh, that's all my ding dongs.
Ding dongs are not in this, Rob.
Aren't they in the selection of Hostess pies?
No, they are their own thing. The Hostess pies are the ones that are like chocolate filled or apple, like or the rectangle, cherry. They're like the McDonald's pies.
Yeah.
I guess I'd go for some apple pie.
Pies, move on. Next.
Hostess Cupcakes, Mike and Ike's.
Damn, I like me some Mike and Ike's. Hostess. Well, yeah, I'm going to go Mike and Ike.
The fucking Hostess Cupcakes, hands down.
Cupcake moves on. Next.
Hell yeah. Potato chips. This encompasses Lay's, Ruffles, Pringles, etc. Just potato chips. Taking on Wheat Thins.
What was the second thing?
Wheat Thins.
Ew. The seniority in me. I'll go with them Wheat Thins. Those are respectable.
Potatoes.
Potato chips before next.
Twizzlers, Nilla Wafers.
Oh, man. Nilla Wafers. You should ever take vinegar and pour it on your regular plain potato chips? It's good shit. Make your own vinegar potato chip.
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Although I do love me some banana pudding.
Next.
Milano's Zebra Cakes.
Zebra.
Zebra Cakes. I have those in the fridge right now.
Milano's.
Over them.
Zebra Cakes.
Move on. Don't next.
Takis. Cheetos.
Yo, love Cheetos.
I'll go Chester all the way.
Cheetos.
Next.
Sun Chips. Graham Crackers.
Graham Crackers.
Graham Crackers.
Honey Made Graham Crackers.
Good but simple.
Graham Crackers. Move on. Next.
Hostess Pump. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Starburst. Fruit Roll-Ups.
Ooh, that's a good battle. Fruit Roll-Ups.
Fruit Roll-Ups.
Starburst.
Rob?
Starburst.
Move on. Next.
Okay.
I did like Fruit Roll-Ups, though.
Just informal poll here. Favorite Starburst flavor?
Red. Whatever they are. Cherry.
Yeah, gotta be the cherry.
Maybe orange.
Orange or pink. No one likes the lemon here. Good call.
No.
Yeah, no. I wasn't all that into the pink one. I didn't see the hype. But I was into the red.
All right, round number twos. Hostess Pies, Hostess Cupcakes.
Pies.
Cupcakes.
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 Cupcakes. Move on. Next.
Potato Chips, Nilla Wafers.
Potato Chips.
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 Chips, move on. Next.
Zebra Cakes, Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Zebra Cakes.
Zebra Cakes.
Zebra Cakes.
Move on. Next.
Graham Crackers, Starburst.
Ooh, what was that sub?
Starburst.
Yeah, we'll go Starburst.
Burst.
Burst of Star.
Next.
Hostess Cupcakes, Potato Chips.
Chips.
Cupcakes.
Chips.
Cupcakes.
Chips, move on. Next.
Zebra Cakes, Starburst.
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 Move on. Next.
Potato Chips, Starburst.
Potato Chips.
Starburst.
Chips.
Starburst.
Starburst, move on.
Remember the tropical flavor Starburst? Those were good.
All right. Last sets of round number ones. First up, M&M's takes on Fruit Snacks.
M&M's.
M&M's. How did Fruit Snacks even get this far? M&M's.
It didn't. It's a first round mashup.
I was going to say. M&M's.
Next.
Jelly Bellies, Cheez-Its.
Oh, Jelly Bellies.
Jelly Bellies, especially if you can pick out the ones that you want.
Jelly Bellies.
Move on. Next.
Fudge Stripes. Candy bars that includes Twix, Snickers, Milky Ways, etc.
Oh, candy bars, Three Musketeer,
Fudge Stripe
bars,
whatchamacallit,
bars.
Move on.
Zero
next.
Bar.
Reese's Pieces combos.
Reese's Pieces.
Go with ET's favorite food.
Phone home.
Next.
Hershey Kisses hot tamales.
Kisses.
Oh, Hershey Kisses.
Hershey Kisses.
Move on. Next.
Nutter Butters, Swiss Rolls.
Swiss Rolls.
Swiss Rolls. I'm not a big fan of Nutter Butters.
Swiss Rolls.
Next.
Trail Mix, Animal Crackers.
Animal Crackers.
I'll go animal crackers, although the circus animals are also really good.
Animal crackers, move on next.
Jelly beans, oatmeal cream pies.
Oatmeal cream pies.
Beans.
Oatmeal cream pies were the reason I gained 30 pounds in sixth grade.
I thought those were honey bunnies.
Jelly beans, move on next.
M&M's, jelly bellies.
M&M's.
M&M's.
Hi. M&M's.
M&M's, move on next.
Candy bars, Reese's Pieces.
Candy bars.
Candy bar.
Candy bars.
Bars.
Candy bars, move on next.
Butterfinger.
Hershey Kisses, Sweet Rolls.
Swiss Rolls, you mean. Hershey Kisses.
Kisses.
Swiss Rolls.
Kisses, we'll move on next.
Animal crackers, jelly beans.
Animal crackers.
Jelly beans.
Animal crackers.
I'll go animal crackers, why not?
Crackers, move on next.
M&M's, candy bars.
Candy bars.
M&M's.
Candy bars.
I'll go M&M's, especially the almonds.
Oh, you just lost me there. Anyway, candy bars, move on next.
Dude, if you have frozen almond M&M's, oh, that is top tier, dude. Top effing.
Almond Joys?
No, I don't like Almond Joys because I don't like coconut.
Coconut? Oh, okay.
Hershey Kisses, animal crackers.
Hershey Kisses.
Hershey Kisses.
Brand?
Kisses over crackers.
Next.
Candy bars.
Kisses over candy bars.
Kisses over candy bars.
Candy bars over kisses.
Bars.
Bars, move on. Next.
All right. We are going to go into our semifinals now.
Candy bars is going to be hard to beat because that's such a broad...
First up, chocolate chip cookies, donut holes.
Cookies.
Cookies.
Sub.
Cookies.
Brent.
Cookies.
Cookies, move on. Next.
All right, in our other semifinal matchup, oh dear God, okay, why is the website, hang on, give me just
anyway,
a second.
It's Starburst
and candy bars.
I was going to say, yeah. Candy bars.
There's so many good candy
bars. Because Snickers ice cream.
Right, I mean, oh my God, dude, Rob. Fuck, right. Dude.
Man,
I forgot about those.
Chocolate chip cookies, candy bars.
Some.
Candy bars.
Candy bars.
Cookies.
I'll go bars.
Bars, move on. Bars is your winner. GG's on that one. GG's on that one. Anyway, that will do it for CB Radio. Here's a good one. That'll do it for CB Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Next week's debate is going to be a doozy.
Does it have to do with the date?
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
Star Wars?
Uh-huh.
Star Wars?
Uh-huh.
May the Force be with us.
I've never heard that before. I am previewing this debate, Rog. I am previewing it.
I mean, you preview every debate, so...
I understand, but I am reviewing this before it goes live, let me just say.
Why? I don't think you should.
Right.
I mean, you can't call in sick, so.
I really don't think you should preview this one.
But we did Star Wars.
We've done a few Star Wars ones.
Don't you worry. Here's one we haven't done yet. Anyway, that'll do it for CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio previewing Backlash. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, The Rack previews Backlash France. We'll be back for GM Battles this Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by on Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern for WTR Game Night, followed by another edition of CB Radio. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website...
CBRadioLive.com.
Final thoughts, Sub?
I'm very curious now as to what's going on.
Hmm.
Speaking of damn general manager mode, I cannot fucking get ahead. Well, I did finally figure out how to get ahead in dream mode, but I have been busting my ass to try to get ahead in the first season. And the shit I've had to do and restart, but I don't know. We'll see. Wish me luck. Later.
Final thought, Rob.
That was a great transition. Well, appreciate everybody, and you know, it's been a great 40 years on this planet with you guys, hanging out, doing the shows. See what happens.
Is the mother coming? Are you ready for this? Good 40 years. The apocalypse is coming.
You never know. Who knows what might happen Tuesday?
Oh, well, we've got an apocalypse every few years now, don't you know?
Anyway.
Do let it be the greatest one ever.
Final thought, Brent.
You know, just to really help Rock out with all of this, everyone make sure that you visit the Epic Game Store starting on Friday, where you can start to get all of your, as Rock would call them, Space Wars skins and
Trek Wars,
and you can experience, you know, lightsabers back in Fortnite starting next week,
and Force Choke, and probably a bunch of
woohoo
Chewbacca.
We go from anime shit into Star Wars.
Chewbacca and things. Anyway, use Curry Code Rocks looking for 9 shop because hashtag Epic Partner. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Stevie Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, stream live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLive, and
cbradiolive.com.
Back. Walk. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Walk on home.
WildTalkRadio.com